This weekend, Ivory Coast's 14 presidential candidates officially hit the campaign trail, raising hopes the country will hold its much-awaited presidential poll at the end of this month, after 5 years of delays. The poll is intended to bring an end to nearly a decade of political crisis after a 2002 civil war split the country between North and South. Former Prime Minister and a lead opposition candidate, Alassane Ouattara, launched his campaign at a rally Friday in Abidjan.
Pour moi, cette nouvelle histoire est à portée de main. Et elle commence dès aujourd'hui.
Addressing the crowd, Mr. Ouattara says this is history. He says it starts today at this precise moment and will take shape on October 31st for all Ivorians. He says let's give a better future to our country by putting the destiny of Ivory Coast in the hands of a man who knows what he's doing. If elected, Mr. Ouattara promised to continue on the path of reconciliation and form a government composed of diverse political forces and civil society members. In the capital, Yamoussoukro, Mr. Ouattara is to take part in a meeting with other leaders of the country's main opposition coalition, including electoral rival and former president Henri Konan Bedie. The group will discuss plans for a shared government should an opposition candidate win the race. In the far west of the country, Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo officially opened his campaign in the town of Man, the site of some of the worst fighting during the civil war. Mr. Gbagbo says he will bring places of work. He says it's because young people don't have work that they have been lied to and that they took up weapons. A young man who works, he says, doesn't take up arms. Mr. Gbagbo also reiterated promises to nearly double the country's cocoa production and build a grinding factory in every cocoa-producing region. Ivory Coast is the world's top cocoa producer, and investors hope the election will clear the way for much-needed reforms to the sector. In Man, election authorities are distributing voter and identity cards. It's an important and richly symbolic step for Ivorians, as the questions of who is Ivorian and who can vote were at the heart of the civil war and repeated electoral delays.
La carte d'identité représenterait du diamant aujourd'hui pour les Ivoiriens, parce que celui qui rentre.
The head of the card distribution center in Man, Sinali Diamande, says the ID card is like a diamond for Ivorians, because once they receive their ID card, their face changes. Diamande says voters feel they have received something worth millions, even though it's just a national Ivorian ID card. But election observers say much remains to be done before October 31st, including training polling staff and putting in place systems to tabulate results. Analysts say this first round of polling is likely to be a tight contest between the top three candidates, Gbagbo, Bedie, and Ouattara. There are concerns that disputes over results could reignite violence. The United Nations has begun deploying an additional 500 peacekeepers to Ivory Coast to support the Ivorian force responsible for security during the election. According to Ouagadougou peace accords, half of those 8,000 Ivorian soldiers will come from government troops and the other half from the former rebel factions in the north. Anne Luck for VOA News, Dakar.